And with that, we bring in the one, the only, Liberty and Prosperity, Seth Grossman, here on the show. Good morning, Seth, and welcome to Talk with a Purpose.
Good morning. Thank you. And of course, Liberty and Prosperity, our group, takes our name from the motto of New Jersey, Liberty and Prosperity. And the situation with the Wawa touches on a fundamental idea about what makes America free and prosperous. Because we are told sometimes that there's a separation of church and state, that America was not based on Judeo-Christian values. But Benjamin Franklin said that you can't have a free people unless you have a moral people, because if you don't have a moral people, you need masters to tell people what to do all the time. And if you're not free, you don't have the prosperity that comes with the liberty. And I can't tell you how many times I'm in a Wawa, and you know, the key to Wawas and supermarkets is to operate at a very low profit margin, very little help. So there'll be times when there'll be one cashier there and there are 12 people lined up waiting to pay. And if a couple of those people would just put stuff in their pocket and walk out, there'd be nothing that that poor clerk by herself could do. But you don't walk out, even though you can do it, because it's wrong. And so you'll have 11 people just wait patiently in turn to pay their money and take their stuff. And that's the key to not just a Wawa or a supermarket. That's the key to civilized society in America. And if you don't have that, if people just do whatever they can get away with, as opposed to what's right and, you know, doing what's right and not doing what's wrong, you can have a comfortable, prosperous, affordable society. So that's one of our key elements of liberty in America.
Well, do you think there'll ever be a supermarket in Atlantic City?
I wish instead of praying for a supermarket, you know, the same people who are praying would be praying, I wish our children would know right from wrong. I wish our children, you know, knew about the Ten Commandments, about love thy neighbor as thyself, because that's the key. That's the foundation of having a free and comfortable, prosperous society and having lower prices at your supermarket and Wawa. But anyway, let me go back to my, I guess, my talking points. We have a sign. First, libertyandprosperity.com. We have our website. We invite you to go there. I hope that folks who like what we're doing will help us keep us on the air and online by hitting our donation button. And we have an office in Summers Point across from the Wawa and the Dairy Queen in Summers Point. And we have a sign on there that says, do more than vote, help and support libertyandprosperity.com. And we have our phone number there. Last night, I got a call from someone called Eileen. And she says, I'm in the Wawa parking lot across the street looking at your sign. Can you please tell me about this Liberty and Prosperity? And I said, well, it's a little complicated. Best thing, go to our website, libertyandprosperity.com, and it explains us there. Then she said, well, can you give me a quick summary? So I didn't know what to say. So I said, well, we're sort of like a Tea Party group, but we started long before Obama and the Tea Party. And what the woman did is she got very angry at me. She said, I'm hanging up. I don't want to be any part of your hate. I'm a progressive. My daughter's a progressive. You people are despicable. And then I said, well, how can you say that I hate anything? You don't know anything about me. You know nothing about our group. Why do you think we hate anybody? And click, she hung up. 3 minutes later, she calls back. And she says, I looked up your website. You must be that Grossman, Seth Grossman. I bet you're Hasidic, aren't you? And I said, well, I'm not Hasidic, but I'm Jewish. And then she said, how can you be with those hateful people after what they did to your ancestors? You're a disgrace, and don't think because you're with them today, they won't come after you tomorrow. So she hung up again. So I texted back. And I said, the people who killed members of my family during the Holocaust were socialists. The word Nazi is an abbreviation for the German words for national socialists. Those murderers are your people, not mine. So that was the dialogue I had yesterday afternoon. And of course, there was a lot of hate in that conversation, but it wasn't coming from me or anyone in our group, Liberty and Prosperity. But I know exactly where that hate is coming from. Did you ever watch MSNBC? They have a 6 o'clock show there with Ari Melber. And for the past week, he has been delivering 1 hour of pure hate propaganda against Christians, conservatives, and Republicans night after night all last week. Now, what's the difference between propaganda and news? News gives you the most important facts, and you reach conclusions and form an opinion based on those facts. Propaganda only gives you facts that support a particular opinion and leave out every fact that might question or contradict the opinion they want you to have. And hate propaganda is the most evil form of propaganda because the purpose is to give you the opinion that anyone else who has a different opinion is so evil they don't deserve the same rights as anybody else. And that's exactly what Ari Melber was doing on MSNBC every night last week. It was sickening, but I had to watch it because it really explains where this hate is coming from. So did you watch any of that, by the way?
No, I didn't, but boy, I probably would have turned it off.
the whole premise was, here we have a law legalizing gay marriage and interracial marriage. In this day and age, why is such a law necessary? Well, of course, it's not necessary. Nobody cares what two people do with each other. They can make whatever contract they want, and if they want to call their contract a marriage contract, nobody has any problem with that. But the problem is that people also have a right to have different personal opinions on the subject. So if someone doesn't want to celebrate a same-sex marriage, they don't have to. If they don't want to perform the ceremony, if they don't want to make a flower arrangement, if they don't want to have it in their church or synagogue, or if they don't want to do a cake, a decorative cake, well, that's their right not to celebrate something they don't believe in. So why did the Democrats push through this law now? They deliberately wanted to do something so extreme that Christian conservatives and Republicans in Congress would have to vote against it. And then the Democrats could call us all haters and bigots. And that's why when Biden signed it into law, at the ceremony, he had drag queens there. Now, why were the drag queens there? Drag queens are adult entertainment. They're like having strippers or pole dancers in the heterosexual world. So would you have pole dancers and strippers at a heterosexual wedding? No.
No.
Maybe at a bachelor party or a bachelorette party, yeah. But not at the wedding.
Yeah.
So why are they doing that? Well, they want to force you to say, well, I don't think, I'm offended by having a drag queens at a wedding. But here's where Ari Melber takes the next step. He then goes on and on. He said, bigots like this kill people. And then they would have graphic images. Bigots like these, Republicans, Christians, who oppose this law, they murdered 49 people in a mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando in 2016, and 5 people in a gay bar in Colorado Springs last month. Now, what fact did Ari Melber forget to mention? He didn't mention that the guy who murdered the 49 people in Orlando in 2016, he was a Muslim, and he was doing it because he wanted to punish America. And that was his second target. Remember what his first target was? The guy who killed 49 people in Orlando, his first target was Disney World. He wanted to randomly murder, families with small children at Disney World, but he couldn't get into security through security. So the gay nightclub was his second choice. And what about the murders at the shootings at Colorado Springs? That was a long history of mental illness. He identifies as non-binary. He uses they/them pronouns, and he tried to murder his grandparents last year, and they found weapons and bombs in his basement. But for some reason, they never arrested him, never charged him, and set him free. And so he was able to have a clean record and get a gun. Is that the fault of bigots? So, but just this hatred, and you could see the connection between the hatred day after day, hour after hour, on MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post and NPR, this barrage of hate, and that leads someone who says, oh, I see a sign, Liberty and Prosperity, on this building in Summers Point. Let me call and ask about it. And the minute This woman, Eileen, gets the idea. I'm on the other side. She thinks I'm a hater. Everyone in our group is hateful and doesn't want to have anything to do with us, doesn't even want to talk to us. So that's the America we're dealing with right now.
Oh, man, what a story. I mean...
And I'm sure there are others. And it wasn't your cousin. I don't think your cousin...
No. No, she wouldn't call you. No. No, I had dinner with her the other night, and she didn't say anything. So that was good.
All right. That's a plus.
Yeah.
All right. And, well, let me try to end up on a positive note. Hanukkah starts at sundown tomorrow night. And there's just this fascinating connection between Christmas and Hanukkah. The Bible doesn't say when Jesus was born, but for almost 2,000 years, Christians have celebrated the birth of Jesus on December 25th. And so you'll see a lot of articles, that was done because there was a pagan holiday in December of Saturnalia or something like that. But the thing that no one ever talks about, and I wonder if there may be others who may have thought about this, now Hanukkah comes in December, but it's a different day each year on the Roman calendar, because the Jewish calendar is designed so it's a new moon at the beginning of every month and a full moon in the middle of the month. That's why they used to call Beware the Ides of March, because at one time, the 15th of the month was always a full moon. But anyway, Hanukkah is on the 25th day of the Jewish winter month of Kislev, just like Christmas is on the 25th day of December. And I think it's more than a coincidence. Hanukkah, in the Jewish tradition, it's supposed to be a minor holiday. And I remember when I was a kid, my rabbi said that if our family made a big deal to celebrate Hanukkah, we were actually disrespecting our religion because it's supposed to be a minor holiday, and if we make it a big deal holiday, we're just imitating Christmas. But the more I learned, the more I saw how wrong my rabbi was. Because when the temple was standing, Hanukkah, which means Feast of the Dedication, was a very big deal. It symbolized the fact that the Greek Empire, at one time in the pagan Greek world, they thought that the Jewish religion was a barbaric religion. It was a disunity. They wanted everybody to worship in the Greek Empire the same Greek gods, same Greek festivals, make the same Greek sacrifices. And because the Jewish people had a different religion that we wanted to preserve, we were considered an enemy of the state. And anyone who celebrate our religion was rounded up, arrested, tortured, and killed. Well, sort of reminds me of the way Christians are treated in the mainstream media today, but that's something else. But anyway, there was a rebellion. The rebellion was successful. We defied overwhelming odds. So really, Hanukkah is the celebration of the death and resurrection of the Jewish people. Now, this was a big deal holiday, and you know it's a big deal because if you look at the New Testament in the Gospel of John, it talks about how Jesus went to the temple on Hanukkah, the Feast of the Dedication. And Jesus, of course, only went into Jerusalem on major festivals because it was dangerous for him to be in Jerusalem, and he would only go to Jerusalem when there was a major festival, when he had a lot of people from Galilee to protect him. And if you want to know the interest, so it shows it was a big deal at one time. So why is it not a big deal today? And the other interesting thing is, if you want to know the story of Hanukkah, you won't find it in the Jewish Bible. You won't find it in the Talmud or any Jewish book. If you want to know the story of Hanukkah, you have to go to a Roman Catholic Bible or a Greek Orthodox Bible, where the Book of Maccabees is in something called the Apocrypha. So, and the only other place you'll find the Hanukkah story is in books by a historian called Josephus, again, preserved by Christians. So why did the Hanukkah story get downplayed by Jewish rabbis? Why was it preserved by Christians? And the short answer is that the Hanukkah story inspired a rebellion against Rome a couple hundred years later, which was a total disaster. And Jewish rabbis did not want a holiday that promoted armed rebellion. But for the Christians, when the Christians were being persecuted by the Romans, being thrown into the lions and all that, taken to the Colosseum and all that, they found inspiration. They said, just like God had saved the Jews with a Hanukkah miracle, someday God will save Christians from the persecution of the Romans. So there you have that different history. The fact that we both celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah on the 25th day of our winter month. The fact that Jews would not know the history of Hanukkah or have any of these books if they weren't preserved by Christians. So I think it's a perfect time for just a positive thing to really understand how much we have in common and how interesting this stuff is.
You know, I thought that Hanukkah was where you get a present every day. Is that true still?
Yeah, well, that was the whole deal, because our rabbi said, if you do that, you're just imitating Christmas and you shouldn't do that. But really, Hanukkah is really, again, celebrating a religion that almost got wiped out because we didn't speak Greek. We wouldn't go to the athletic games, and therefore we were considered backward, primitive, had to get wiped out. The fact that we survived and the fact that Christians who were inspired by Jewish beliefs also survived, it's something worth knowing about. But again, people don't go to church, people don't go to synagogue, this stuff is no longer taught in our schools. But we have a very rich Jewish Christian heritage, and I don't want to dwell on it, but on a time of Christmas and Hanukkah, I think we should do it. And I just have one more thought I'd like to share.
Okay.
And again, on a positive note, in Pleasantville, Liberty and Prosperity was approached by some taxpayers and homeowners in Pleasantville who are very upset that there's about to be a tax abatement project in which there'll be 180 apartments built by the waterfront in Pleasantville, by the Pleasantville Yacht Club.
Yes.
And each of those units is going to be worth $180,000. Now, Pleasantville has the eighth highest property taxes in New Jersey. And a house that's assessed for $180,000 in Pleasantville pays about $8,600 in taxes, county, local, and school taxes a year. Under the proposed tax abatement, these $180,000 apartments by the waterfront would only pay about $2,100 in taxes for 30 years.
Wow.
So what it means, and the other thing that's interesting in Pleasantville spends about $18,000 a year for each child in its public schools. So if you just have one child in an apartment, it's going to cost the kid, cost the other taxpayers 12 times more in taxes than you're just paying just for the schools, let alone for the police, the fire, the streets, and all the other stuff. So it's really something that's putting the burden on all the other taxpayers in Pleasantville. So if a developer is coming into Pleasantville and saying, gee, I can't afford to build here, the taxes are too high, the solution is to cut the taxes for everybody, not give a break to somebody with political connections and raise taxes on everybody else. Now, why is this a positive thing? It's a positive thing because, as you heard from that Eileen, that lady who called, oh, you Liberty and Prosperity, you're just a bunch of haters. And I thought that it was very interesting that when the taxpayers of Pleasantville, who were upset by this, wanted information, want to know how to deal with this, the first group in Atlantic County they turned to was this, quote, Tea Party group of Liberty and Prosperity. And we did the research. We put it out in our website. If you go to our libertyandprosperity.com, we give you all the details on that. But even more interesting, when I heard the in Pleasantville, mostly Black, Hispanic, mostly Democrat, when you heard the taxpayers talking about Pleasantville, about how you used to have movie theaters, you used to have shops, it used to be safe to be in Pleasantville. You listen to these people who are Democrats, Black, Hispanic, talking about Pleasantville, you'd swear if you would close your eyes, it could have been a Liberty and Prosperity breakfast. Everybody's talking about the same stuff. So I guess the real challenge for Liberty and Prosperity is if we could reach out and overcome our differences and have us all work together to deal with the real problems. And I went over time. I better get back to my group. The breakfast has started 3 minutes ago, and I'm late already.
Okay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Yeah,
same to you, Seth. Same to you. LibertyandProsperity.com is the website. Seth Grossman, of course, here every week on Talk with a Purpose. And, of course, he'll be back with us next year on the show. Talk with a Purpose is the program. Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. More Talk with a Purpose, but Matt, Craig, John, and Bob, and maybe you. after these words.